Ottawa. The federal government released its action plan on Wednesday to implement the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Its release coincided with the country marking National Indigenous Peoples Day, and followed feedback it received on a draft of the plan in April. The government had presented its draft to chiefs gathered for a meeting of the Assembly of First Nations. They formally called on Ottawa to do more consultations, and a lawyer who had been working with the Assembly on the issue said the document contained too much noncommittal language. Justice Minister David Lametti said at the time that he knew the draft was not perfect and there was a lot of room for improvement. The Liberal government said the finalized plan contains 131 measures it plans to take to uphold the advance the rights of First Nations, Inuit and Métis people. Such measures include co-developing an approach to combat anti-Indigenous racism and guidance when it comes to engaging Indigenous peoples on the development of resource projects. The government had passed a law in 2021 requiring it return to Parliament with an implementation plan by June. The Congress of Aboriginal Peoples circulated an open letter to Lametti on Wednesday saying it had been excluded from the process. It is not enough to say that you are consulting and cooperating with Indigenous peoples, as purported in these documents, read a letter signed by its leadership. The Government of Canada must listen, be inclusive, and take action from the input Indigenous peoples provide. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 21, 2023. Stephanie Taylor, The Canadian Press.